WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News.
Special report, the Indiana primary. I'm Elliot Francis. Donald Trump wins the GOP primary in Indiana as rival Ted Cruz calls it quits. More from correspondent Bob Costantini.
It was a somber warm-up by Ted Cruz's would-be running mate Carly Fiorina, a harbinger of what was to come before hundreds gathered here.
I've said that I would continue on as long as there was a viable path to victory. Tonight, I'm sorry to say, it appears that path has been foreclosed.
As Cruz ended his campaign, he made no mention of calling Donald Trump to tell the GOP frontrunner. Bob Costantini, Indianapolis.
After winning the Democratic primary, Bernie Sanders says he can still snag the nomination.
Once we secure that position, I have absolute confidence that we are going to defeat Donald Trump in the general election.
Sanders took 43 of the 83 committed delegates in that state. I'm Elliot Francis. A U.S. Navy SEAL has been killed in Iraq by ISIS. Correspondent Barbara Starr reports.
He was working with Peshmerga forces. They were about a mile and a half, 2 miles behind enemy lines when ISIS broke through the Peshmerga front line. A firefight ensued, and we're told the service member was killed in action at that point.
That U.S. Navy SEAL Charles Keating IV. Well, teachers in Detroit say they'll return to class today after being assured that they will continue to get paid. Judge Stephen Rhodes heads the district.
They've seen an enormous loss of students. They have suffered 2 10% pay cuts over this period of time. Everyone is frustrated. Now, I don't mean to excuse their conduct. We are going to look at all of our legal options here to deal with this.
A total of 94 schools were closed for 2 days. After teachers called in sick to protest the city's actions. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. It should be back to a normal commute this morning for riders of the Mark Brunswick line. Service has been disrupted on that line since the Sunday morning CSX derailment in Northeast Washington, but CSX now says freight rail traffic will resume on that line today as well, now that it's been cleared. As the investigation continues into why a man hijacked a Metro bus yesterday, the union representing drivers says WMATA needs to do more to protect them.
We need for WMATA to be active in ensuring the protection of its workers.
And David Stephen with the Amalgamated Transit Union says that can be done with a greater police presence.
What we know for sure is that there's not enough confidence among our membership and among riders that there is real police presence that is there in a significant way.
The union says it'll leave it up to WMATA to determine the number of officers needed to keep union employees safe. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
It may not seem like an important distinction to us, but the National Transportation Safety Board says meaningful change at Metro can happen only if safety oversight is done by the Federal Railroad Administration, not the Federal Transit Administration.
Under the FTA, WMATA can choose its own safety standards.
WMATA needs a regulatory structure with rules, inspections, and enforcement. FRA can provide all three.
NTSB Chairman Christopher Hart says the FTA simply doesn't have enough teeth, but the FRA has more authority.
Many of the rail properties that they investigate are very similar to Metro in many ways. And we know, for example, they already have oversight over a third rail property.
It's up to Congress or the Transportation Secretary to make the decision. The feds are only overseeing Metro temporarily until legislators in Maryland, Virginia, and D.C. can create a new oversight body. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,751, the NASDAQ at 4763. Sports, the Nats blow a 3-run lead in the ninth and lose to the Royals. The O's beat the Yankees, and it's Caps-Penguins playoff game 4 tonight. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings in the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Okay, everyone. Mother's Day is this Sunday. Do you know what you're getting for your mom? If you're looking for the perfect gift, check out this sweet deal from Sherry's Berries. Today only, you can get their decadent gourmet-dipped berries, plus a gorgeous bouquet of fresh flowers for mom for $39.99 plus shipping. Just go to berries.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5050. I was so excited to see this deal because it's actually 2 days of amazing gifts for mom. Mom gets a stunning, colorful bouquet on day one and delicious, freshly dipped berries on day two, all for $39.99, and satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. You've never seen dipped berries like these. They're huge, sweet, juicy, and covered in decadent toppings like chocolate chips and chopped nuts. But order now because Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible deal is only available today and while supplies last. So go to berries.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code 5050. That's berries.com, code 5050.
5:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on 270 between Frederick and the Capitol Beltway. Each direction running up at speed. Not seeing any delays there. For 29, 95 pushing down through to the Beltway. Good. And once on the Beltway, Maryland and Virginia around the entire trip. No incidents to report, and I'm not seeing any backups through those stretches. 66 coming inbound from Gainesville up through the Beltway through Falls Church to the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, a quiet start, and good time to get going. Virginia 95 out of Stafford to the Beltway, and on 395 to the 14th Street Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Keep the gray sky through midweek, maybe a little bit longer as showers still in the forecast. Front to the west of us still needs to come through. Unsettled for the rest of the week. Clouds today, clouds tomorrow, a few showers around both days. Maybe a thunderstorm mixed in with highs close to 60 degrees, overnight lows down near 50. From the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik on WMAL.
Right now, 56 in Arlington, 54 in Silver Spring, 56 in Washington. Donald Trump's win in Indiana ends all talk of a contested GOP convention. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Well, good morning, everybody. It's 5:07 on WMAL. Time to get up and get around, get started, get up and be somebody. We've got quite a program for you here this morning, 6:35. We're going to talk about a problem facing the TSA, and it's your problem if you're going to fly somewhere this summer. Kelly Yamanuchi with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution will talk about problems with the TSA. 7:05, Joe Trippi, Democratic strategist. 7:35, KT McFarland. 8:05, we'll talk to Matt Schlapp about presumptive nominee Donald Trump. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Ted Cruz, I don't know if he likes me or if he doesn't like me, but he is one hell of a competitor. He is a tough, smart guy.
Donald Trump last night accepting a victory, a huge victory in Indiana, and acknowledging Senator Ted Cruz, who just moments before that had dropped out of the 2016 presidential race officially. And you can say those statements right there about Ted Cruz, whether he likes me or not, he's a hell of a competitor. That could be his first olive branch to unite a fractured Republican Party. RNC Chairman Reince Priebus came out on Twitter and said Donald Trump is the presumptive nominee. We all need to unite and focus on defeating Hillary Clinton. Hashtag never Clinton. And John Kasich, by the way, tweeted out and said, excuse me, I'm still here. John Kasich says, California, here we come. And he's the only one who can stop Donald Trump. Now, listen, there may very well be a contested convention, but it doesn't look like it's going to be the Republicans. It's going to be the Democrats, with Bernie Sanders with a huge upset win in Indiana. But we want to talk about the Republicans right now in this half hour. Donald Trump gets all 51 delegates from Indiana. He got 53.3% of the vote. Cruz came in second with 36%. It was a blowout. It wasn't even close. Ted Cruz put all of his marbles into Indiana with lots of Hail Marys between the John Kasich agreement and the Carly Fiorina vice presidential pick, and then just the last several days drawing lines in this campaign saying that it was between good and evil. I mean, he threw it all out there and he lost. It was a resounding loss. It was a huge win for Donald Trump. So for the sake of argument, he is the presumptive nominee for the Republican Party, and I want to know from you, are you good with that? Are you ready to line up willingly and enthusiastically behind Donald Trump to defeat Hillary Clinton and win the White House for the Republicans? Is this a good way to go, or do you have reservations? What does Donald Trump still need to do to win your vote, to earn your vote, if he can? Let's have a conversation about it. 888-630-9625. And if you're a Trump supporter, now's the time to call in and say, hey, come on, guys, come on board. You know, open your arms and welcome people in and explain why those who have not been enthusiastic about Donald Trump should be now. 888-630-WMAL. Brian, I'll say this about Donald Trump. I got a lot to say about Donald Trump, but the most important thing that I think, for the sake of this conversation, needs to be said is that he has defied all of the odds, all of the critics, and all of the conventional wisdom. He spent less money than the most of the candidates. He didn't raise money the traditional way that a candidate would raise money. He has not campaigned in any kind of traditional way. Every smart person in this town, if they didn't write him off right at the beginning, which most of them did, they found multiple episodes over the course of the last 6 to 9 months that said, that's it, it's over, his campaign's over. Oh, he's got a ceiling, there's no way he can push past that ceiling in the polls. Every single time, the smart guys and the pundits who know everything there is to know about American politics in this town have written him off. He has defied them, and he has come through. And he's won. He's won, and people keep forgetting one very important element in this entire process, the voters. And the fact of the matter is the vast, vast majority of people voting in the Republican primaries and caucuses have put an X next to Donald Trump's name. That means something, and I think it'll mean something in the general election. And of all of the candidates we had to choose from, I think that Donald Trump does have the best odds to beat Hillary Clinton. So I'm ready. I've prepared myself, and I want to say I was one of the few people who didn't write him off at the beginning. I said he should be taken seriously, but I didn't think he was going to do it. It wasn't until the night that I was in New Hampshire in the victory party, and I actually mingled with and saw his supporters in that room and the enthusiasm and excitement in that room, that I realized this guy could really do it.
Well, I got a lot to unpack here, so give me a moment. First of all, to Ted Cruz, 45 years old, just halfway through his first Senate term, and he ran a very professional campaign. I mean, he really did. He put on a heck of a show, and was and as Donald Trump acknowledged, it was a hell of a competitor. It wasn't to be for Ted Cruz, and so he goes off and returns to the United States Senate. But yesterday was about the ugliest day that I've ever seen in American political arena in my life. It started out with Ted Cruz calling Donald Trump a serial philanderer, a pathological liar, and a narcissist, a man who was totally amoral. And then Trump suggested, just unbelievably, that that Ted Cruz's dad was somehow connected to Lee Harvey Oswald. I mean, it just got to the point of ridiculousness. But at the end of the day, Donald Trump came out with a resounding victory in Indiana, the place where Ted Cruz had sort of drawn the red line, said he put all his eggs in the Indiana basket, and he got beaten by almost 17 points. In the Hoosier state, and so all 51 delegates go to Trump, and Reince Priebus says, look, it's time to get behind Donald Trump, the presumptive nominee. He is the presumptive nominee, and by the way, just let me get this out of the way, Kasich is delusional. He is a non-factor. You know, Trump is the presumptive nominee. Let's get happy about it, and let's get on with it, because he's the guy. I'll be honest, not the guy that I would have chosen in a perfect world. He was not my guy. My guy has been out of the game for quite some time, the guy that I ideally thought would be the best candidate. But Donald Trump is our horse, and we're going to ride it. And by God, if he is half as effective at destroying Hillary Clinton as he has been at destroying the rest of his Republican opponents, then it's going to be a cakewalk in the fall. Pretty sure.
All right, let's start with Mark in Culpeper. Trump's the nominee. If you were for him or against him, we want to hear from you. Are you ready now for the general with Trump as your standard bearer? Go, Mark.
Well, yeah, I'm going to vote for him. This entire time, I wasn't a Trump person. All the way up until this morning, I was not a Trump person. I was Marco Rubio, and then I was John Kasich, and I knew that wouldn't happen, but I was that way anyway. But anyway, I'm ready. I'm going to do it. I'm going to go this fall, and I'm going to vote for him, because, hey, you know, I mean, it's better than Hillary Clinton.
There it is. That could very well be the campaign slogan, especially with the chuckle, too. Mark, listen, thanks for that. I love hearing from you about it, especially considering the journey you've been through over the course of these years. Over the course of these months, can you just tell me, or synopsize, if you can, in one statement, what was your biggest reluctance to supporting Donald Trump until this morning?
Well, you know, my wife and I would just sit in front of the TV every night and look at him and just look at each other and say, this guy's crazy. but you know, I mean, he's crazy, but he's there. And, you know, my brother's a history professor at a university, and when I'm talking to him about past presidents, he's not really our craziest one. So I'm ready.
There's been crazier. All right, Mark. Thank you. That could be another campaign slogan.
Yeah.
I may be crazy, but there's been a lot of crazier. All right. The lines are jabbed. We want to hear from you now that we are. Are you ready to line up behind Donald Trump? If not, by the way, I'd love to hear from you. Let's not just complain about Donald Trump if you are not ready to support him. I would like you to tell us what he needs to do, what he needs to show you, because now it begins. Between now and the first Tuesday in November, mm-hmm. Donald Trump needs to earn your vote. And I want to hear if you have an open mind and whether you think that there's something that he could do to earn your vote. Let's hear that instead of just, you know, going on the Never Trump campaign. How about, okay, sure, I could vote for Trump. This is what he has to do. We'll hear from all sides in a moment. 888-630-WMAL.
Right now it's 5:15.
Oh, yes, it is. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives here on WMAL. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And guys, an easy look at traffic right now. Nice and quiet. Like it. Around the Capitol Beltway, Maryland, Virginia, no problems reported. 270 between Frederick and the Beltway in good shape. Taking a look at the parkways, on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, we did have a stalled out southbound side in the Laurel area near 197, quickly over to the shoulder. But with that, you need to really still be careful. On the shoulder, southbound BW Parkway 197. George Washington Parkway, Suitland Parkway checks out fine and, with ease, heading into town with lanes open. DC 295 as you head past Eastern Avenue and heading down toward the 11th Street Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy day today with some showers. Thunder possible, high of 61 degrees. It's going to look a lot like it did yesterday, frankly. Tonight, cloudy skies, stray shower, thunderstorm possible overnight, low of 51. And then tomorrow, well, it's going to look a lot like today. Cloudy skies early, few showers developing later in the day, and some thunder possible tomorrow. Honestly, I'm looking at rain all the way through Sunday right now, Saturday night. Sunday, it might clear up, but rain every day of the week. Right now, it's 55 degrees, 516 on WMAL.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
From the beginning, I've said that I would continue on as long as there was a viable path to victory. Tonight, I'm sorry to say, it appears that path has been foreclosed.
Ted Cruz last night in Indiana calling it quits on this campaign. Surprise move, I think, for a lot of people. But in retrospect, it does sort of make sense because, like I said, he was all in on Indiana. He made Indiana it. He threw it all out there.
I was surprised. Right. I went to bed a little early last night, as we sometimes do when we work this shift. I had not heard until this morning when I awakened that Ted Cruz had thrown in the towel. And I was a bit surprised by that. I thought he would stick through California. But here it is. Well, Trump's our guy.
Randy in Warsaw, Trump's our guy. Has he been your guy from the beginning? And if not, are you ready now, Randy?
I first got on board with Trump when I heard him give his speech in South Carolina. And, I said, this guy, he has the same concerns about our country as I do. And but I don't understand why the conservatives aren't, some of them aren't getting on board with him. They hold Ronald Reagan up as their the ultimate conservative, but Ronald Reagan was a moderate too. I mean, he was the biggest protectionist president since Herbert Hoover, and he did raise taxes in 1983 on the lower 30%. So those aren't conservative moves. So I don't think a staunch conservative could even become president. So I think Trump fits the bill as a moderate.
All right, Randy, listen, I don't know if to call Ronald Reagan a big protectionist, I don't know if that's entirely accurate. Yes, he did, protect Harley Davidson specifically, and it was very specific about a certain type of motorcycle to keep the Japanese from competing in that market, and it was to save that company. It's not quite as far as Hoover was or as far as Donald Trump's rhetoric has gone, but I understand not quite understanding why people are so anti. I don't understand the Never Trump crowd either, Randy. But you know what? Maybe Leland in Centerville can clear it up because he is not ready for Trump. So, Leland, why don't you explain to us what's going on?
Yeah, good morning, guys. I'm not a never for Trump. I'm a never for big government. Spend all the money, put us further in debt. That's what I'm for. And all I've seen, and unless he can show me that he is about shrinking the size of the government and shrinking the debt, and getting this under control, I don't think I could ever get on board.
So let me just...
That's interesting.
And I don't disagree with you necessarily, but I just want to flesh this out a little bit. Because Listen, we know where Hillary is on this. She will expand the government.
Absolutely.
She's promising to expand the government, right? We know she's going to do that. We know that she's a big spending liberal. I haven't necessarily heard Trump say he's going to cut government other than use his business acumen to get rid of fraud and abuse. But do you believe that he's going to grow government? What has he said that suggests that he's going to grow our government?
I can cut a deal with this guy, cut a deal with that guy. The only thing that cutting deals with Schumer, Reid, and all those guys has gotten us is about $19 trillion in the hole. So, I mean, I need somebody who's going to step up and say, listen, I'll work with these guys, but they're going to do it this way.
Okay.
And explain how he's going to shrink the size of the government instead of just saying, oh, I can work with them. We can make it work.
So that's what he needs to do to earn your vote
over the next
several months.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah.
Good call, Leland.
I can tell you one good reason why everybody needs to get on board. The Supreme Court.
I mean,
it really is now going to come down to who picks the next Supreme Court justice. I mean, that's going to be one of the major campaign themes. And I think you have to make a decision. Do you want Donald Trump to do that, or do you want Hillary Clinton to do that?
Matt in Winchester, you're on WMAL. Are you ready to line up behind the nominee?
Morning, gentlemen. I think if Donald Trump wants my vote, I suggest we need to put Cruz on the ticket.
I don't see how that could.
Where one is weak, the other one is strong. And I hope they can kiss and make up and, get things going in the right direction.
I don't know that that can happen. I'm not sure that can happen. And I'm with you. I think it would make a nice ticket. I mean, there are a lot of things that I like about the combination of those personalities. But I don't see that after you've spent weeks calling him lying Ted Cruz, and after what we saw Ted Cruz say yesterday about Donald Trump, I just don't think you can do it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think you can put it together.
I think that Donald Trump is going to have to come up with some kind of unity ticket move. There's going to be someone on that ticket that will sway some people who have been reluctant and concerned about Donald Trump, but I don't see it being Ted Cruz either. And frankly, I don't think it behooves Ted Cruz's political career necessarily. All right, more of your calls in a moment. We have our presumptive nominee, according to Reince Priebus, the chairman of the RNC. So he seems to be ready to unify behind Trump. Are you ready? We want to hear from you. 888-630-WMAL. It's now 5:22. Traffic and weather coming up in 3 minutes.
Boeing is proud to be a sponsor of National Military Appreciation Month, honoring the brave men and women who've made America's armed forces second to none.
Have you looked at your home security bill? Listen, how much are you actually paying? Take a look. Is it $30, $40, $50 a month? Call Ackerman, switch your service for free, and you can start saving today. And best of all, if you switch in the month of May, you'll get 3 months of monitoring free. So let me just go over this. It doesn't cost you a penny to switch over. The moment you switch over, you'll be paying less than you're paying right now, and you'll get 3 months of monitoring absolutely free. What a deal. You'll get reliability. You'll get expertise. You'll get experience. Security is all they do. They do it better than anyone else. They're the only company with a seconds count guaranteed response time. You'll get burglary, fire, medical alert monitoring, and carbon monoxide monitoring starting at just $19.95 a month. Pay a few dollars more. They have all kinds of things, bells and whistles you can add to see what's going on in your house by looking at your smartphone. Control your system for the smartphone. How cool is that? So start your savings today and get up to 3 months of monitoring free. 888-999-1070. Online at AckermanSecurity.com.
Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis from Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent Estate. Call 202-625-4370.
Want to gain some time back into your life? Let Molly Maid give your home a thorough cleaning. Use the hours you spend cleaning on something else. Molly Maid is offering $20 off the first two cleanings for our WMAL listeners. Contact our Molly Maid friends in Fairfax, Loudoun, Stafford, Prince William, Fauquier, and Fredericksburg counties. Schedule a free in-home estimate. Visit WMAL.com/Molly Maid. Molly Maid, a clean you can trust.
My name is Barbara.
Cliff.
Teresa.
And I have breast cancer.
Prostate cancer.
Colon cancer.
But thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, I have so much more.
I have confidence in the most advanced cancer care.
I have options, like the latest research and state-of-the-art technology.
And I have a team, cancer specialists who don't just treat cancer, but my cancer.
The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network has Washington's only comprehensive cancer center designated by the National Cancer Institute and some of the most renowned cancer specialists using the latest treatment options to treat even the most complex cases.
I may have cancer,
but thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network,
I also have hope.
To make an appointment, call 855-546-1158. That's 855-546-1158. The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, joining forces to conquer cancer.
525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Doing the happy dance. It's good. 95, 395, 66. No early troubles getting in through town. Lanes are open this morning on DC 295. Love that. Coming off of 50 in the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Heading over bridges and getting into town over the Douglas-Sousa Bridge, 11th Street Bridge. All good. And let's take a look at 270 out of Frederick down through to the Beltway. Of course, along the way, as you come out of Frederick, past the Monocacy at 80-109, seeing that volume on the increase. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
I'll keep the umbrellas handy. Showers scattered around as we continue to head on through today. Mostly overcast otherwise, and some thunderstorms also possible. We'll get up to about 61. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
55 degrees right now in the nation's capital. It's 526.
We're going after Hillary Clinton. She will not...
Donald Trump yesterday in his victory speech in Indiana, we're going after Hillary Clinton. He went on to say she will not be a great president, and she will not, in fact, make America great again. Listen, if Donald Trump was able to plow through this Republican field with all of the money and all of the endorsements and all of the pundits saying, oh, well, it's going to be Jeb Bush, of course, or it's going to be Scott Walker, it's going to be Chris Christie, it's going to be all of these guys. If he was able to plow through them in his unconventional way, imagine when he focused all of his energies
right
on an incredibly unlikable and vulnerable Hillary Clinton. I'm a little hopeful at that. How about Ray in Burtonsville? You're next up on WMAL. What do you say, Ray?
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, listen, I wasn't a Trump guy. I was a Cruz guy, but I can stand behind Trump now. My problem is RNC, Ron Priebus, he's got to get the RNC to put everything behind Trump, and he's got to go after these elite anti-Trump people like the George Wills and these other yucca pucks that think that, well, we'll get Hillary in there for 4 years, and then we'll regroup and come back after in 4 years. There won't be anything left after 4 years of Hillary.
All right, Ray. You know, you keep that up, and Donald Trump might have you in Cleveland speaking at the convention.
That's right.
But that's the conversation between now and the convention, and well, frankly, the conversation the rest of this morning. By the way, Matt Schlapp at 8:05 will join us to talk about exactly that, plus many more. It's 527 on WMAL.
Hi, this is Johnny Holiday for the Yellow Ribbon Fund. The Yellow Ribbon Fund, the Washington area's premier nonprofit supporting injured service members and their families. We'll be hosting our annual golf tournament July the 11th at Army Navy Country Club. How about joining us for a great day of golf and camaraderie with many of our injured heroes? Sponsorships and foursomes are available now. For information, go to yellowribbonfund.org. That's yellowribbonfund.org.
Are you thinking of selling your home? Larry O'Connor here to tell you how you can take all the stress out of the decision and get your home sold fast and for the highest price. It's easy, actually. Just call my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Debbie and Sarah have developed exclusive seller programs that are simply not offered by other agents. They have over 5,300 ready home buyers looking to buy a home in the area right now. Listen to what Debbie and Sarah did with the Kim's house in Chantilly. Before the Kim's home went on the market, Debbie and Sarah pushed their home to the buyers in their database. They created demand before ever going on the market. Then the house goes live and bam, four offers come in after the first day. The Kims thought Debbie and Sarah's buyers in waiting program was a gimmick, but after they sold their home in just one day, they want everyone to know that these buyers and results are the real deal. Sarah and Debbie are also the real deal. They can sell your home too. They already have the buyers and your home might already be sold. Just call now, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring only to find out it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. That's huge savings just for scheduling early. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Coming up on WMAL, it was a huge night for Bernie Sanders last night in Indiana. He defied the odds with a huge upset win over Hillary. So that race continues. And boy, isn't that fun to watch. We'll give you the details on that. And also a big report on Metro yesterday that has a lot of people even more concerned about that transportation organization and whether they can ever right the problems. We'll give you the details coming up after the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A decisive win for Donald Trump in the Indiana primary, and it means the end of the Ted Cruz campaign.
Donald Trump and his entire family were caught completely by surprise by Ted Cruz's announcement that he was dropping out of the GOP race. Trump trounced Cruz in the Indiana primary, a contest that the Texas senator had basically described as a must-win. Trump's son, Donald Trump Jr., told CNN that his father and the entire family were shocked as they watched Cruz make his announcement, and Trump sounded very gracious as he praised Cruz for getting out of the race, a big contrast compared to what he was saying about Cruz earlier in the day.
Correspondent Jim Acosta. On the Democratic side, Bernie Sanders adds another victory to his collection, giving him fresh confidence that as he tries to overcome the Hillary Clinton lead.
She still leads in pledged delegates. She still leads in superdelegates. But this win for Bernie Sanders, certainly a big moment for him. She won the state of Indiana in 2008. She tried to win it, but Bernie Sanders is victorious, so he says this gives him one more argument to keep going forward in this Democratic race.
Correspondent Jeff Zeleny, a Republican convention delegate from D.C. who said she might prefer Hillary Clinton over Donald Trump, has now been unseated. Party officials say it's because Rena Shah-Sharara lied about her residency. They say she actually lives in Virginia. For the first time this week, it should be a fairly normal commute this morning for folks who take Mark's Brunswick line into D.C. Crews have finished cleaning up the site of Sunday morning's CSX derailment in northeast Washington. Mark and CSX trains are now resuming normal rail traffic through that stretch again this morning. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,751, the Nasdaq at 47,63. Sports, Kansas City comes up with three runs in the bottom of the ninth to beat the Nationals. The Orioles beat the slumping Yankees again, and the Caps look to even up the series when they meet the Penguins tonight in Game 4 in Pittsburgh. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Mother's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 500. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 500. That's proflowers.com. Secret code 500.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
One out of five women veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan has been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. Many are still also dealing with the effects of military sexual assault or trauma. You can help by donating to Melwood's Operation Tohidu, a local seven-day retreat that helps veterans overcome trauma. Help women veterans by donating cash or used vehicle at melwood.org or call 1-877-MELWOOD today.
People everywhere are fighting pain right where it hurts with Zim's Max Freeze. Here's Susan from California.
Being an EMT and a triathlete, I wouldn't be able to do it without Zim's Max Freeze.
Zim's Max Freeze takes on pain with the 1-2 punch of naturally based pain-relieving ingredients combined with the power of proven science.
Every day I'm very grateful to have my Zim's Max Freeze. I love your product. I don't know what I would be doing right now without it, honestly.
Take on pain with the 1-2 punch of nature and science with Zim's Max Freeze. Available at stores everywhere.
You can have the convenience of teeth in a day with a 10-year warranty on implants from a dentist who has over 36 years of experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan, a McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can restore a full arch of teeth in a single pain-free visit with a variety of sedation options to keep you completely relaxed and comfortable. Losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and changes the shape of your face, causing the appearance of premature aging. Dental implant treatments are now the standard of care for tooth replacement. Smile big. Eat what you want. I can perform this latest dental implant treatment in a single pain-free visit. And for our high-fear patients, you can even sleep through the entire procedure. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie LaViola to our Alexandria practice. Call today at 877-394-4511. 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
535 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, not so bad around the region for the start of the commute. 95, a little bit of volume in Stafford. And as we head through Woodbridge toward the Occoquan, 66 with lanes reported open. 270, of course, at this hour. We'll see that volume on the increase out of Frederick down toward Route 80 and past 109. Again, you see some of that stop and go. Route 5 heading through Clinton, 301 out of Waldorf, 210. Up through to the Beltway, good. Route 4, Upper Marlboro, seeing just a little bit of volume, but nothing reported in the way. Inbound 4 near Ritchie Marlboro Road. Beyond through to the Beltway, that looks good. And heading in through town across the 11th Street Bridge onto the freeway, each direction quiet. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The gray sky sticking with us now. We'll continue to see on again, off again showers, occasionally even a thunderstorm as we head through this Wednesday, 61. Tonight, a passing shower, maybe a thunderstorm. Now, I want to emphasize the rain's not going to be widespread. 51 degrees. And a few showers around tomorrow, especially in the afternoon and evening. Maybe a thunderstorm near 60. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 56 in Alexandria, 52 in Greenbelt, 56 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good Wednesday morning to you. It's 5:36 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk. And we've got a loaded morning here on Mornings on the Mall. 6:35, a reporter from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution to give us some insight into some problems with TSA and why your waits at the airport this summer are going to be almost twice as long as they've been. 7:05, Joe Trippi, Fox News Channel, will tell us what is going on in his Democratic Party as Hillary just can't nail this thing down. 7:35, KT McFarland, National Security Analyst. Good day to have her, considering we lost yet another brave Navy SEAL yesterday in Iraq, third combat casualty in that effort since Barack Obama increased our forces there. And then at 8:05, Matt Schlapp, American Conservative Union, to talk about how the Republican Party can unite behind their presumptive nominee. I'm Larry O'Connor, alongside Brian Wilson.
Last June, we convened a two-day investigative hearing. A disturbing picture emerged. Many of the same organizational and oversight shortcomings that we cited in 2009 continued to plague WMATA. Little or no progress had been made toward building a meaningful safety culture.
There was a pretty harsh assessment yesterday delivered by that man, Christopher Hart, the chairman of the National Safety Transportation Board, as they concluded their investigation into the death of a woman and the incident over at Lafont Plaza in the metro tunnel there. And it was a damning report. Yesterday by the NTSB. They have a lot of things to say. Let me just sort of go through some of the things they said. They said that it appears the NTSB has a severe learning disability, which is sort of funny, but not, because they say they keep making the same mistakes, and then they don't do the things they need to fix the mistakes, and then they repeat the mistakes. And one of the things that came out of this report, which is pretty shocking and is getting a lot of attention, is the fact that in the past,
when they have had a report of smoke and fire in one of the metro tunnels, they actually used passenger trains full of passengers to go and investigate whether or not that was accurate.
Yeah, there may be a fire there, so bring these hundreds and hundreds of innocent commuters in to check it out.
Really quite amazing that they would do that. Now, you know, a metro is quibbling with that somewhat, but the NTSB... is a pretty good organization when it comes to, you know, dispassionately looking at the facts. And I think in this particular case, they are saying, you know, you've got some serious problems to address here. As for the event in Lafont Plaza, there was a 15-minute delay in calling 911. People are in the tunnel. They're being exposed to smoke. It's dark. It is chaotic, and for 15 minutes they sat there before the control center for Metro picked up the phone and called 911.
88 people hospitalized, one person died.
That's right.
In that event.
And they say, well, that was apparently in the control center there at Metro. That was a left-hand, right-hand thing. The left-hand didn't know what the right-hand was doing. Each side assumed the other had done it, and then nobody had. So for 15 minutes, no action was taken to rescue these people because nobody picked up the phone and called 911. And here's an interesting thing, and I don't know quite how to put this except just to lay out the facts. Much was made of the fact that the train got in the situation and it couldn't back up to get out of it. And people said, well, why? Well, the answer comes from the NTSB that apparently when they got in there, some passengers decided, I'm getting out of here. And they self-evacuated off the back of the train. The moment that happened, Metro turned off the third rail because they didn't want those people to get electrocuted, which makes sense. But then with the third rail off, the train can't move.
They couldn't move, yeah.
And so the train was stuck, couldn't go anywhere. So in one hand, you understand why, if there was such confusion and that nothing seemed to be getting done, and that some people decided that they're going to take matters into their own hand and save their own lives, I understand that. By taking that very action, they put everybody who stayed on the train at risk, because the train could not then back up. Really, a very concerning thing. The fans were operated by the Metro Center, apparently operated to make the situation worse, not better. They were operating in the wrong direction. And it was, as they said in this report, a comedy of errors. A comedy of errors, except that it wasn't very funny. Yeah. And it really wasn't very funny.
It was a deadly comedy.
Yeah, one other thing, and that is that the NTSB really strongly believes that the Federal Railroad Administration should be responsible for monitoring the safety of Metro. Right now, the Transportation Department has put the Federal Transit Administration in charge of that, and then the NTSB says that's not the right organization. Transportation Department says, well, it's the organization we can use right now, because to use the Railroad Administration, we'd have to get Congress involved, and there's no time for that. I don't know how that's going to work out, but at the end of the day, one thing that's very clear, Metro needs more supervision and more oversight, and despite the fact that we now have new people in charge and a new direction on the board, there is a lot of work to be done.
Well, but and what they need more than all of that is accountability, and there still is no recommendation as to who is accountable and how this this organization can be accountable to the voters, the taxpayers. I didn't read the whole report. Dr. Gridlock at the Washington Post did a great summary of it and lists out a lot of these recommendations. And guess what recommendation is not in there? Guess what the NTSB did not recommend to Metro to fix the problems?
What?
More money.
Yeah.
Nowhere in here did I see the NTSB saying, and what you need is millions and millions and millions of dollars of more taxpayer money to fix the problem. But that's all you're going to hear from Jack Evans and from other politicians, from Paul Wielefeld, the general manager, who I know he's getting praise left and right, but he's singing the same tune too. We need more money. We need more money. Let me tell you something. This is such a damning report. If this came out in the private sector, if you heard of any kind of private industry that continued to fail and never learned the lessons of the failures that they've had in the past, never improve and fix the problems they had in the past, and then ultimately those problems result in the death of somebody, you know, the investors wouldn't come in and say, you know what you need? You need more money to fix this
problem. That's not what they'd say.
They would clean house
and start
they
over.
Would turn the place upside down. That's what needs to be done before anybody asks for more money.
Well, Whitfield is making some good moves, but he's got a lot of work to do. It is now 5:43 on WMAL.
These guys.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
They speak the truth.
Washington's Mall.
Straightforward.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Listen, because I'm trying to help you out here. Mother's Day is this weekend. It's just 4 days from now. And if you haven't done anything, I've got the answer. Something that's unique for your very unique mom. Today only, freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries and one dozen assorted roses for $39.99, including the plus the shipping. You need two perfect gifts there, all from one place. You get the flowers, you get the strawberries. Mom's going to love that. Here's how you get the special deal. Go to berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner. Type in my code, Brian Wilson. That's Brian with an I, Wilson. You get the deal. The berries, by the way, are dipped in milk, white, and dark chocolatey goodness, topped with the rich chocolate chips, chopped nuts, signature drizzle, and juicy, succulent berries. And here's the only way to get this incredible one-day deal. Juicy, huge, freshly dipped strawberries, plus one dozen assorted roses, $39.99, an exclusive offer for my listeners only when you use the code Brian Wilson. Visit berries.com, berries.com. Click on the microphone, type in my name, you get the deal. A limited time offer, and Mother's Day is this weekend. Make sure to order now. If you're in the car and you just want to make a phone call, it's 866-FRUIT-02.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by Geico Military. The Chief of Naval Operations, Navy Admiral John Richardson, told reporters at the Pentagon that there's been a 30-day extension to the USS Harry Truman Aircraft Carrier Strike Group in the Arabian Gulf. The Admiral also noted that the carrier is critical to the campaign to counter ISIL and that the Truman contributes 20 to 25% of total air power there. You can get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
It's 5:45. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Larry, a decent start to our commute. We're rolling along on 66 out of Gainesville up through to the Beltway. A little bit of volume pushing through Manassas and Centerville area. In the Haymarket area, we do have fire department activity on 234 Sudley Road, just east of 15, and they have that closed in each direction. For 95, just some pockets of delays as well. Stafford and Ann and Woodbridge. Heading in through town, no problems reported for coming in on Suitland Parkway, north on 295, leaving the Beltway. No delays right now to the Wilson Bridge, so that's checking out fine. 270 volume out of Frederick as you push southbound toward Clarksburg, but all those lanes are reported open. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gray skies sticking with us now. We'll continue to see on again, off again showers, occasionally even a thunderstorm as we head through this Wednesday, 61. Tonight, a passing shower, maybe a thunderstorm. Now, I want to emphasize the rain's not going to be widespread, 51 degrees. And a few showers around tomorrow, especially in the afternoon and evening. Maybe a thunderstorm near 60. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 55 degrees right now. Traffic and weather brought to you by MyCleanPC.com.
If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
I would love to run against them, and I'm absolutely confident that not only we would beat them, but we'd beat them by a pretty large number.
Bernie Sanders last night saying he'd love to go after Donald Trump as the nominee for the Democratic Party, and, well, he had a good night. He beat Hillary Clinton 52% to 47%. Of course, the way they dole out their delegates, that means he gets 43 delegates and Hillary gets 37 delegates. Right. So, listen, Hillary's going to be the nominee of the Democratic Party, but it ain't going to be pretty for her, and she's going to be bruised and beleaguered by the time she gets there. And, frankly, I wouldn't put it past Bernie Sanders to take this fight for the nomination all the way to Philadelphia for a potential floor fight at the convention.
I have no doubt, zero doubt, that what we have done in this campaign, what we are doing now, and what we will do in the next 6 weeks is good for the Democratic Party, and it will result in a higher voter turnout.
Did you hear that? What we will do in the next 6 weeks. So he's not going anywhere, nor
no.
should he. He's got the money, and he's a message candidate. Why not keep telling your message?
Here's the thing. Hillary Clinton was supposed to be the presumptive nominee. It was going to be a cakewalk. It was
coronation.
It was all but a certain thing. And you know what? She can't put this guy away. How embarrassing is that for the Clinton machine that this guy, an avowed socialist, is just dogging her and wins in Indiana? I mean, you know, that's pretty shocking. She can't put the guy away, which speaks, I think, to a great deal of weakness in her candidacy. And I look at this and I go Bernie, go, man. Just have your way with her. Just keep on keeping on, because it absolutely destroys. And you know what? A lot of these Sanders people are not going to roll over and vote for Hillary.
Nope.
A lot of them are not going to. They're just not. They can't bring themselves to do that.
But Brian, she's a woman. Isn't that enough?
Well, I think
it's not.
Let me tell you
it's
something.
It's not enough. It's not even enough to
Donald
win.
Donald Trump hit on something recently when he talked about Hillary. He says, "Yeah, you know, she's playing the woman card. There's just one problem. A lot of women don't like her.
Yeah.
They really don't like her." And she's a weak candidate. She's not a very good candidate. Just in the mechanics of running a campaign, she's not very good.
No, she's been plowing through a hell of a lot of money, certainly compared to Donald Trump. She's outspent Donald Trump something like 5-1, I think, maybe more.
Look, I think she's going to be the nominee.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a fight for a while, and Sanders is not going to give up. And I can tell you right now that the longer that he's in there, and when he wins Indiana and he keeps picking up delegates, it just makes her look incredibly weak. And that's a good thing.
Well, and again,
so Sanders, I'm a fan of Sanders right now. And
feeling the burn over there, Brian?
I'm feeling the burn.
Well, why should Bernie Sanders get out? Here he is at his victory speech last night, and he tells you exactly why he's in it and why he's going to stay in it.
Change is about people by the millions looking around them and saying the status quo does not work. The status quo is wrong. We are going to change the status quo.
Yeah, see, he's a message guy. What is Hillary Clinton's message? She didn't have a message other than I'm experienced, I'm qualified, look at my resume. It's my turn, and by the way, it's a turn for a woman as well. That's it.
That's
it. And that ain't enough.
And by the resume, ain't all that good.
No, certainly not. Well, listen, she's been appointed to some fantastic jobs, and she married well.
That's right.
Beyond that.
It's 5:51. Here's Al Rushbo.
The president of the American Federation of Teachers ticked off about charter schools. In the Huffington Puffington Post, Randy Weingarten blasted donors who dared give $35 million to Success Academy charter schools. She accused donors of conspiring to decimate public schooling. She slammed them for using political cronies to push charter schools into urban centers. Now, the charter schools crowd didn't take these accusations lying down. Nina Reese, CEO of the National Alliance for Public Charter Schools, published a slam dunk response in the Wall Street Journal. She compared the records of New York City's public schools to the charter schools. Last year, 35% of New York public school students were proficient in math. At Success Academy schools, 93% did well. In reading, 70% of charter school students did well. In the New York City public schools, fewer than 35% were good readers. And many who attend urban charter schools are minority kids. Now, there's no question he's doing a better job of educating students, but liberals like Ms. Weingarten don't care if urban kids are educated or not. The only thing that matters is that students stay in public schools where her union is locked in. And that's a huge donor to her political cronies, of course, in the Democrat Party. Charter schools threaten that money machine. And when charter schools work, teachers' unions fail. A big plus for education. Too bad the Democrats don't see it that way.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Hey, you getting a new phone? Well, you're not alone. You know, every 2 seconds, one of us accidentally breaks our phone. So protecting the phones in your family, it's a smart idea. But if you have insurance from one of the big cell phone carriers,
You're paying way too much. Stop overpaying. Switch to Square Trade phone protection today and start saving hundreds of dollars. Insurance from Verizon or Sprint can cost as much as $11 a month. Plus, you could pay up to a $199 deductible when you break your phone. Square Trade family protection plans are less than $4 a month per phone. A family of four can save over $500 a year. So protect your new phone with Square Trade. Stop overpaying and protect all the phones in your family with Square Trade instead. Visit SquareTrade.com. That's SquareTrade.com.
SquareTrade does not cover lost or stolen items. Savings based on two-year iPhone plan with one claim compared to Assurian total equipment coverage as of August 2015.
You know, Mother's Day is almost here. Time is running out, and all of the moms in your life deserve to be celebrated. So, you know, don't just do, you know, a last-minute thing where you throw a token gift at your mom. And first of all, that token gift is not going to get the job done. You know that. But secondly, you're going to forget all the other moms, your grandma, your stepmom, your wife, your mother-in-law. Oh, my God. Man, don't forget the mother-in-law. That's why you need 1-800-Flowers.com right now. Send them all beautiful roses from 1-800-Flowers.com. Only way I send flowers, and I've got moms and mothers-in-law, you know, all over this country, but I can rely on 1-800-Flowers.com. So can you. And listen to this great deal just for my listeners. Great offer, but it's only available through tomorrow. 24 beautiful multicolored roses for $29.99. A full bouquet of two dozen roses. She's going to love them. Usually this is $49.99. You get it for $29.99, but you got to act today. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com from your desktop or mobile device. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right-hand corner and enter my name, Larry. That's 1-800-Flowers.com and enter Larry.
It is now 5:55. WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 Maryland commuters out of Frederick. We've just had the volume as we start the commute down toward Clarksburg. However, now, as you pass the Monocacy right near Route 85, as you approach 85, that reports of an accident right in that stretch. Crews are responding. I'll have more in 10 minutes on that. Around the Beltway, though, topside through College Park, Silver Spring, we're up at speed. No delays to the Wilson Bridge. Beltway through Annandale, Tyson's looking good. 66, just a little bit of volume starting, heading through Manassas towards Centerville. And that's the same story with 95 through Stafford and then Del City into Woodbridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
I'll keep the umbrellas handy. Showers scattered around as we continue to head on through today. Mostly overcast otherwise, and some thunderstorms also possible. We'll get up to about 61. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
55 degrees right now at 5:56.
My name is Barbara.
Cliff.
Teresa.
And I have breast cancer.
Prostate cancer.
Colon cancer.
But thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, I have so much more.
I have confidence in the most advanced cancer care.
I have options, like the latest research and state-of-the-art technology.
And I have a team, cancer specialists who don't just treat cancer, but my cancer.
The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network has Washington's only comprehensive cancer center designated by the National Cancer Institute and some of the most renowned cancer specialists using the latest treatment options to treat even the most complex cases.
I may have cancer,
but thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network,
I also have hope.
To make an appointment, call 855-546-1158. That's 855-546-1158. The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, joining forces to conquer cancer.
What comes before the first kiss or the first I love you? Well, the first date, of course, and every relationship starts with an introduction. That's where the first date specialists at It's Just Lunch come in. Here's how it works. You'll meet with your matchmaker. Mine was Kim, and she was awesome. You'll sit down, she'll get to know you, and find out exactly what you're looking for in a dating partner. Then, she'll hand-select quality matches from the It's Just Lunch exclusive membership base. She'll pre-screen those matches. She'll handle the logistics, even book the reservations. It's an absolute piece of cake. Why overcomplicate things with online dating services? Ditch your laptop for a tabletop. I can tell you firsthand, you'll meet some great people and you'll go on some quality dates. Busy people talk about how little time they have. Productive people make time for what's important. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today. Be dating tomorrow.
Okay, everyone, Mother's Day is this Sunday. Do you know what you're getting for your mom? If you're looking for the perfect gift, check out this sweet deal from Sherry's Berries. Today only, you can get their decadent gourmet dipped berries plus a gorgeous bouquet of fresh flowers for mom for $39.99 plus shipping. Just go to berries.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5050. I was so excited to see this deal because it's actually 2 days of amazing gifts for mom. Mom gets a stunning, colorful bouquet on day one and delicious, freshly dipped berries on day two, all for $39.99, and satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. You've never seen dipped berries like these. They're huge, sweet, juicy, and covered in decadent toppings like chocolate chips and chopped nuts. But order now because Mother's Day is this Sunday. And this incredible deal is only available today and while supplies last. So go to berries.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code 5050. That's berries.com, code 5050.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Does your home have plumbing problems? Call McCarthy Services for our spring plumbing specials. Water heater flushes for only $49, $99 drain cleanings, or $50 off any general plumbing repair. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Coming up on WMAO.
Well, we're going to talk about the TSA and the problems that you are going to face if you plan to fly anywhere in the coming months.
And we continue our wrap-up of yesterday's big primary battle in Indiana. It really just signaled the end, for the Republican Party at least, of this primary season. So we want to hear from you. Looking back over the last several months, who are the big winners and who are the big losers in the Republican Party? Your calls after the news.